Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork, and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
You said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest.
Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. Fear of germs, why these f***ing f***ies? Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a f***ing chance, will you? Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid shit? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're fucking weak and you got a fucking weak immune system. Let me tell you a true story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River, and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one, ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. Strengthened our immune systems. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw sh**.
That's actually true. There's studies that swim in swamp water, which I love to do. It's better in the Caribbean to get like in a river, in a swamp area, and with a mask and snorkel. The best place to do it during the summer is where Barton Springs comes out into the Colorado River. You'll see hundreds of carp, alligator, crocodile, snapping turtles, 100-pound catfish. Nobody's in there. They're looking at you like you're crazy. You need to go down there and check it out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Nuclear war.
Oh my God. I'm back. I'm home. All the time. We finally, really did it. You maniac! You blew it up! Oh, damn you! God damn you all to hell!
For to let go, for to let us see, the Antipus of Celis, for to have me, for to let us see,
from the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I want to thank my incredible crew for working so hard, being so on the spot, and putting up with me. Because I'm radioactive. A weapon forged in the furnaces of tyranny against the enemy. Just like you. If you'll only take your destiny in your hands. All right, I'm about to cover victory. And I'm about to cover the keys to victory. And it's going to sound so simple. You're going to say, big deal. But if you're thinking that, you're not really thinking. Right now, to defeat the globalist and derail their plan for planetary collapse, out of which they think they're going to build their new world order, is very easy. Very easy if we understand how horrible it's going to be once we are restrained. And I'll use an analogy. You could be Mike Tyson in his prime, 1989, a wrecking machine. At Tyson's prime, he would have destroyed Muhammad Ali at his prime. No one can deny it. But Muhammad Ali lasted decades. Tyson was only the king for a few years. He'd hit you with an uppercut with his fist and hit you with the elbow. He'd come in and savagely destroy you. But if you could tie bowling balls to his hands, even if you're a bad boxer, you could maybe beat him. But if you could put him in a straitjacket and chain him to a wall, well, then a little old lady with a baseball bat could kill him in about 2 minutes. I'd take her on a wax, but she's like a pinata, she'd get it done. Like a kid with a club and a pinata, she'd get it done. Now, America right now, if we knew who we were, and the world if we knew who we were, people, humanity, is Mike Tyson 1989. He's come in, he's beat 20 fighters in a row, nobody can stop him. But with the CBDCs and the ESGs, and the cashless societies and the inflation and the open borders and everything, right now, we're being tied up and put in a straitjacket. And we're about to be chained up against a wall where we can't even use our feet. Now, what's the power of the social credit score implemented through the CBDC and the corporate governance ESG? And if you're a new listener and don't know what CBDCs are or ESGs or social credit scores, you better learn, because it's the whole future, sweetheart. And I know the general audience is like, we all know what it is. Why do you know about it, what it was before I did? The point is, we already know you're on the team. We're trying to get new people. I wanted the show to be entertaining. I'd show you crime footage all day and funny videos. And, you know, we're not. This is not entertainment. So I'll try to make it interesting. And truth is interesting, isn't it? So they're coming to the end of their Ponzi scheme. They're coming to the end of their order. They're coming to the end of their system. And they, in their own admissions, say, we're going to control your behavior. And you won't be able to leave one foot outside your house unless you submit to everything culturally, politically, spiritually we want. And they already want you to jump really high when they say jump. To get this, the parameters are already set up and wargamed in Canada, the Netherlands. Those are the capitals of suicide, state-run suicide, where, oh, we're going to let you have your pain pills for your shattered back from the car wreck for another year. We got to sign an agreement to be euthanized on this date. We put you in a pod, suck the oxygen out, you suffocate. It's going on every hour in Canada right now. They kill 30, 40 people a day in Canada right now. They're healthy. So the dystopia is already tested. It's already ready. And right now, they're going, isn't this jacket nice? Why don't you put it on? We're like, hey, that's a straight jacket. I'm not going to put the jacket on. And people say, well, how do I not put the jacket on? You warn your employers, or if you're a business owner, you make a stand, we're not going to be part of this. You learn about it, you go to city council, state house, attorney generals are battling it, and BlackRock, with just two attorney generals fighting them, led by Missouri, has already backed off, and their ESG investment's gone from $57 trillion to $25 trillion. I had the article yesterday, didn't get to it. From 50-plus trillion down to 20-something trillion in 1 year, just because two attorney generals, what was it? Mississippi and Missouri. Was it Louisiana? I always get them confused. The point is, they file some suits. They say, we're not putting our pension funds and our government investments in this. If you're going to, you know, do all these horrible agendas of carbon taxes and open borders and critical race theory and transgenderism, and just a few states putting up a little fight, they've lost almost half the value of the ESG scam. See, what they're selling is like if you go in a restaurant and you say, I'd like a chicken fried steak, potatoes, and broccoli, and they bring you a pile of dog manure. And they go, sorry, you're going to eat this. What do? You refuse it and you leave. But what happens when they get all the restaurants in control? And the money you've got is only good for dog crap. And by the way, dog crap's way more nutritious, seriously, than chitin protein of bugs, which is extremely carcinogenic. And the top dozen or more, because every time I check, it's more companies. It was like six, seven companies 5 months ago. It was like 14 companies last week. Tyson, all the big ones. ConAgra, that own most of the food you buy at the grocery store, which is any type of prepared meal. It's bug proteins already in it, folks. So skip the break. What am I trying to get at here? They didn't have all these Hollywood stars in the last 5 years and all these TV shows and movies about how great bugs are. They didn't put that out there because they weren't planning to put bugs on the menu. There are already school lunch programs all over Europe, all over the UK, all over Canada, and now even in blue cities like New York and LA, they are serving chicken battered in cricket protein, which is poison. Look it up. Look up chitin. Carcinogen. There's a reason you look at a bug and you don't want to eat it. Your brain already knows it's not good. Look at a strawberry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A little debit card of $20 to buy a toy. This is on the newscast in Australia, but we want you to eat mealworms right now. They're just getting you ready. So they're trying to sell you on things that are unnatural, degenerate, and evil. And all we need to do is expose them and never fund their markets, never eat their synthetic meat, never eat their big burger chains. Got tens of billions of funding the last few years to eat the Wonder Burgers and the Magic Burgers and the Next Level Burgers that were, quote, plant-based. People got really sick. It was just all estrogen, all weird soy. Well, of course, it's a weapon. They could have had something with beans and peas and seasoning. It wasn't as good as beef, but still tasted good. Nothing is a vegetarian diet, if that's what you choose. No, day one is synthetic crap. And Bill Gates has billions invested in steaks that are from bacteria they grow, from human cells extracted from tumors. And you say, why would they do that? Well, Henrietta Lacks, they've only found a few other people that have this, back in the 50s, in a government experiment, they produced billions of pounds of her cancer cell that ate her in like a week. She had a tumor one day, next day it's 20 pounds, next day it's 40 pounds, she's dead. You can take that tumor, put it in a closet, and come back 100 years from now, it's alive. It's called an immortal cell line. Well, you simply take a vat of gelatin, and they can throw in a handful of Henrietta Lacks that they've reproduced, and it creates a giant vat of a dead black woman. There's a little kid, a little white kid they aborted in the 70s. He's only got a code number. No one knows his name. No, she got a name. And he's even better. They're using. So you're eating a dead white kid and a dead black woman. And so they throw it into a vat, and then it just grows a big, giant mass that's clear in gelatin. Then they dye, and they have 3D printers print marbling and even fake bone. So you think you're getting a T-bone or a ribeye or a filet mignon or a chateaubriand or a New York strip, and you're literally eating cancer cells. And if you're a new listener, and this sounds far out, look it up. Henrietta Lacks and X7QN91, I forget his number, because X7, I'm going from memory, it's like X7Q795, this a baby they aborted at 8 months that they tested it. It had a tumor and it had the same thing as the black lady. Almost everything that they're engineering comes from a dead black lady and a dead white baby. It's beyond vampires. It's beyond science fiction. Joe Rogan called me up just the other day. He said, have you seen this video of Peter Nygaard saying he has women have babies, he then sucks their blood out and injects it in him? And I didn't even say to Joe, yeah, I sent that to you 5 times. But yeah, I was, oh yeah, Joe, that's really wild, Joe. Yeah, it's HEK293 cells. you can't even keep track of this. That's what I'm telling you, man. It's like, because, you know, Henrietta Lacks' family's been suing, saying, hey, you got our grandmother's genes. You're misusing them. Well, we'll just kill babies and get it from them. But I haven't gotten the solution yet. I'm just giving you one little window. And are you going to eat bugs? You're like, no way. Well, they're putting it in the breading of all the major companies, basically. I mean, you order a pizza, God knows, there's no list of what's in that. And if it's already in half the stuff in the supermarket, which it is now, God knows what's in what you get. We need pizza places and Mexican places and steakhouses and everybody to come out and say, we are not taking any genetically modified food. We're not taking any synthetic meat. We are not selling any bug protein. And then you go there and you get a law passed where they got to tell you, if you want to go eat fetal cells, which are in Pepsi, look it up. If you want to go eat some dead black woman's cancer cells, which are going to take your ass over, ate her up in a week, that's your business. If you want to commit suicide, you do. But we're going to have it listed. So they're hitting us with such a dystopia, something so hellish, something so bad, they believe that we can't even comprehend it. Because I'm up here telling you stuff that's all true, and I feel like I'm lying. Because it's so whacked out. Like, oh, Bill Gates for 10 years in Latin America and 3 years in the U.S. has released tens of billions of mosquitoes, and they've loaded them with diseases, and it's all true. Or the CIA director admits they're chemtrailing and spraying aluminum everywhere to kill the soils, and then only Monsanto will have a seed that can live in aluminum. I mean, we're already so... It's not Martians invading, folks. It's crazy humans with all this mad technology who think they're a new advanced species who are operating like aliens to get rid of us. They've got the technology, they got it all, they're dialed in. They're like, we're going to let you go to football games and eat pizzas and have a swimming pool. We're done. We're not going to just sit around and have a human culture where you go to church or you watch a sunset. We want life extension. We want the future. And we're cutting your resources off and we're using you for body parts and guinea pigs, comprende. And we're going to control your body and put in you what we want. And so the answer is telling you no. And then the answer is knowing their battle plan, learning about their battle plan, understanding how they operate and saying no. And people say, well, they're too powerful. We'll never beat them. I just told you, I'm about to give you examples. If you just do the research and say no to animal bug protein and other human genetic cells growing fake meat and find out who's doing it and file a few lawsuits. I mean, look, I'm not a rocket scientist. I'm a human scientist. I got a call from a top nurse at Fort Sam Houston, San Antonio in 1996. And she said, there's a secret database. They take blood from babies at birth, and then the government gets it and sells it to corporations to patent your body's DNA. And later in a few decades, when it comes out, they can do all this stuff for you. They're going to claim they own your body. Just those interviews with that woman, she never came on the show. She gave me the documents, created lawsuits in Texas and in Minnesota. That partially shut it down. And then last year it rebroke in Illinois and New York and places that indeed it was still happening, that the government's secretly taking blood. They say it's a blood test to your baby at birth. No, it's being put in a database to own your DNA. But I'm going to stop. I'm going to break. I've told you the problems with what they're doing. Now I'm going to show you the solutions. And I'm going to show you multiple real world news breaking today where you simply said, I'm not eating that. I'm not driving that. I'm not doing that. And it failed and you killed it. But if it ever gets a foothold and ever gets you to start buying in, it gets the money and they're going to use the regulations to shut down all the good stuff, the cows and the food and the freedom and the travel and the planes and make you eat this where that's all there is. These are sick psychotics, but we can beat them. I'll explain it straight ahead. Stay with us.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Do you want to beat tyranny? Do you want a pro-human future? The globalists need you to adopt technologies and systems that destroy you. And to do that, they've got to cut off the existing systems that are pro-human and force you onto the new systems. They want you to adapt to being a slave, adapt to being poisoned and destroyed. We can beat them, and we will beat them. They're cutting off existing technologies, making us go to other technologies that are bridges to nowhere. They want to make you eat GMO foods that have the so-called vaccines programmed into them. They want control of your life, but they have not been able to launch these technologies yet, and we have so many examples of people rejecting their program. But once they get us to begin to accept it, it funds the new infrastructure, and then it's very hard to beat. and you've seen me warn you about what was coming 25, 29, 30 years ago, coming up in April, I've been on air. Some of you have been here 29 years. I know some callers have been calling in for 25. And everything we told you they would do, they've done. Now do you want to sit here later and say, oh, Alex Jones was right, but we've lost the war against tyranny? No. Listen to me now. So they want to make you eat bug protein that's so poisonous with the chitin. Look it up. They want to shut down gasoline engines and diesel when they don't even have the raw materials to build the electric cars. They're selling you on a post-industrial world. So I just spent 25 minutes breaking down just some of the horrible, evil things they're doing. That the synthetic meat is vats of bacteria programmed by cancer viruses to create synthetic meat. How dangerous is that? The studies are out there. Headline last week, major publication. Synthetic meat, toxic, full of poisonous bacteria. But because they can't sell the adults, they're selling the children, and they're putting the bug protein under other names as the batter on the fried chicken and more. But here's a couple of examples breaking this week of the total human rejection of their system, which is a example, a success story of how we can do this on every front. Look at this headline. The latest sign from townhall.com, the latest sign that consumers just don't want electric vehicles. And it goes into Hertz getting rid of their electric car fleet because no one's renting them. It's not that electric cars are bad. It's that the innovation is meant to get rid of the existing cars and then phase out cars altogether, Klaus Schwab has said. They're suppressing all the new real technologies. And it's not just Hertz. It's all of them are either getting rid of their electric fleets or cutting them by 80 to 90%. Go read the article for yourself. Here's more. Self-checkout is a failed experiment. The Atlantic is basically the mouthpiece of the Mossad, CIA, MI6, New World Order. Even they are admitting that. The owner is Steve Jobs' widow. She's at Epstein Island even more than Bill Clinton. Why is she saying that? Well, because once we beat them on a subject, they'll sit up there and report on it like they're the ones that are in charge. No, they tried all this. But here's the deal. You're like, well, we don't need humans. We'll do a self-checkout. We don't need humans. We'll just order from Amazon. But all of that removes humans from jobs and makes us obsolete. So there's just billions of us sitting around watching TV, playing video games, being brainwashed, which is what Klaus Schwab and Naval Noah Harari and Ray Kurzweil have all said for decades. We're going to make you obsolete. You're only obsolete if you decide to be obsolete. You're not weakened by cleaning the garage. You're not weakened by cooking dinner for your family. You're not weakened by growing a garden. You're not weakened by hiking up a mountain. You're not weakened by lifting weights. You're not weakened by going to a protest. You're not weakened by starting a new business and working 18 hours a day to get it launched. You are strengthened. And we're seeing a rejection of Hollywood and the corporate media, and suddenly screen time for the first time in decades is going down as people rediscover the outdoors. Why several big box stores have ditched their self-checkouts completely. CBC. Walmart's getting rid of them all over the place because people don't use them, period. Because they want to talk to a human. Because they fundamentally get that there's an exchange of money and goods with a human because the system's built by us. We're told the age of humans is over. The future's not human by the WEF, by Klaus Schwab, by Bill Gates. But it's only over if we accept it's over. It's only just begun. Self-checkout reversal is growing. CNN. Why self-checkouts may be on the way out. NBC, Walmart said remove self-checkout. Grocery stores giving up on self-checkout. Is self-checkout worth it? And you're like, well, that's just self... No. Even if self-checkout wasn't an evil thing deployed by them on purpose to remove humans from the equation, to have robots to follow orders, it's an example of our power, but it's one of the keystones. It's one of the absolute heart of their operation. That's why they're sabotaging the military. They want to make it all drones and robots because they'll follow orders. This is an admitted plan, and we have it, and we know it. So what are they going to do when we don't want bug protein or sewage water in our tap water or self-checkout lanes? They're going to try to camouflage it. In England, in Germany, in New York, in the U.S., they have robots that look like, what were the name of the robots in Doctor Who that go around saying exterminate, exterminate humans? Dreidels? Maybe pull up a clip of Doctor Who extermination robot. I think it's called a dreidel. What? Daylocks. Daylos, something like that. They're telling you what they're doing, and they literally are the Daleks or the Daleks or just type in Doctor Who extermination robot. Since the 70s or 60s, they've had like 10 different productions of it or more. It's always the same. And now they've actually created these actual things going around shouting at you. It's a ruling, corrupt establishment that doesn't want you to have a future, that says they want to get rid of you. How about we just decide we don't support you? Daleks. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm script free here, folks. I'm going off memory. Daleks. Exterminate. So type in Doctor Who's Daleks. We'll skip the break. We'll play that in a minute. You have these inbred global elitists, 6-7 generations having worked, and they see all these people and these masses, and they say, well, they're eating our food. They're our resources. We don't want to see them. And do we just accept, yeah, we're ugly and bad. We're bad for the earth. Trees are bad. Cows are bad. Let's get rid of them all. We'll do whatever you say. And as you shut down the global economy, as you cut off the fuel, as you cut off the infrastructure, as you cut off the fertilizer, thank you, William Shatner, saying, oh, the global extinction is here, and AOC, and Beto O'Rourke, and Al Gore, and Bill Gates, and all of them. And the examples are everywhere. We simply have to reject them. We have to say no to telling little white kids you're racist because you're 5-year-old and white. It's so easy to reject that. It's so evil on its face. The black people are like the main group of the city councils and the school board saying, you don't tell white kids they're evil because they know that's inherently racist. That's crazy. Sure, Black Lives Matter can hire some black people. George Soros gave them $20 million apiece to go out and spout that because they want us killing each other. All we got to do is reject it. We know how to beat the enemy, ladies and gentlemen. And we see the examples of nobody wanting electric cars and nobody wanting the synthetic meat and nobody wanting the self-checkout crap. I mean, it's gone on for decades. I've been covering this 25 years at least. You go to the store, there's 2 checkout lanes on a Sunday morning.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our session will have to wait. Davros is coming.
Your chief scientist.
He is our supreme commander. When he calls a full meeting like this, he obviously has something of the greatest importance to tell us.
Well, I shall be delighted to meet him.
Stand up and keep quiet.
If I may have your attention. For some time, I have been experimenting with the Mark III project. Details and modifications will be distributed later, however. I am anxious that you should see immediately the remarkable results that I have achieved. And to that end, I have arranged this demonstration.
You say so.
Alt. Turn left, go forward.
That's magnificent. He's perfected voice control.
Turn right. Move forward and circle left. It will agree, I think, that voice control represents an enormous step forward. However, the best is yet to come. Nana. weapon for self-defense. Now, I am going to turn the machine over to total self-control. It will be entirely independent of all outside influences. A living, thinking, self-supporting creature.
Exterminate. Oh, this is the birth of the Daleks. So the AI ruling class.
Brilliant. It has detected the nonconformity.
Whilst they found the perfect episode, randomly.
Dare to interfere. You have the audacity to interrupt.
We got the cyborg globalist of the scientific elite.
Destroyed him. So you think
the first thing it wants is an extermination system.
Look at the progress we have made. My creature showed a natural desire, an instinct to destroy, and you interceded. You will be punished for this.
Davros, I'm sorry. But I believe that these prisoners, they could be extremely valuable. By all means, when I finish my questions, let the machine do what it likes with them, but I do need to interrogate them further.
You will be punished for insubordination. In the meantime, you may question the prisoners until...
All right, that's enough. The point is they run around in this universe. This is like an MI6 program. Murdering humans because that's the answer to the world. And that's all this is. And that's the AI, and that's what it is. And it's programmed by this cyborg demon that wants to get rid of people. And that's it. So just reject it, people. Reject it. They are threatened by the technology. They are threatened by the freedom. They're threatened by it destroying their Ponzi scheme. I mean, you look at the big banks, it's all just a bunch of Bernie Madoff, Sam Bankman-Frieds type scammers. And they want to use the defense system of war against us. And they're openly stealing elections. They're openly taking candidates off the ballot. They are crazy. Why on earth would anybody let these people run anything? I'm not trying to run anything. I'm not trying to be the boss. I don't want to be in charge. I want to have a system of open free market debate and competition where it creates incredible success. And through our own will and our own actions, we decide what we want, which I just said. Rejecting the electric cars because they're a bridge to nowhere. Rejecting the synthetic meat. Rejecting the self-checkout lanes. Rejecting the poison shots. Rejecting the open borders. Rejecting war. Rejecting the New World Order. Let's do it. But you've got all these lazy people born into the system with all their worthless college degrees. And they're told, if you go along with the New World Order, you'll be given a position of power in the system. We know historically that never happens. So that's where we are. I mean, just look at this right here. Revealed, half of World Health Organization's transgender health committee members have no medical background, and the majority are activists. You know why I'm never on Joe Rogan or Spotify? Not the engineers in Sweden, but the people that run it are in New York, and something like 90% at the headquarters in New York are transgender. They're men who say they're women, and because they're not being, quote, accepted, they were perfectly chosen in the cult, they are now saying, we're going to censor everybody. And half the World Health Organization's leaders pushing this cult on everybody are men that say they're women. They're going against the biology. They're going against the code. And you can like, okay, do your own thing. We're laissez-faire. We're free. No, they want to make us conform to their model. And they've set themselves up as a man that's a woman, a hermaphrodite that rules us. Look at this. It's a huge article. Look at this one. Revealed, half of the WHO's transgender health committee members have no medical background and are activists. And who are the new generals? And who are the new admirals? These people. They're not engineers. They don't know how stuff works, but they've given up their humanity. They've said, I'm not having children. And so they put, the liberals put women in charge. And they go, exactly, men that say they're women. And for those that aren't the transgenders, which is a cult at the corporate level, you don't get in their group unless you're fully submitted to this and unless as a sacrament, like the Hellbop, Heaven's Gate cult, made them all cut their genitals off and then drink vodka and barbiturates and kill themselves so they can be teleported up to the comet and go be gods. My hands are blue because I got a new pair of jeans. And I guess I'm rubbing my hands on my jeans. I'm like a Smurf now. But that's where we are. And that's what's going on. That's what's happening here. And all we have to do is reject it. Look at this. John Hopkins, DEI officer, publishes diversity hit list labeling able body. So if you can walk and talk, you're racist. Christians and English speakers as privileged. Infowars.com, Adan Salazar article. But don't worry, she's a black lady, so we've got to do whatever she says, or we're racist. And Elon Musk said this must end. And there's a big report out about the fact that competency is destroying civilization. Planes are crashing. Nuclear reactors are melting down. But it's okay. The chief diversity officer says being healthy is bad, being white is bad, and even if you're a female that's white, you're bad. She says white people, here's a list she put out, able-bodied people, heterosexuals, cisgender people, males, Christians, middle or owning class people, if you own anything, middle-aged people, English-speaking people. While they cut off the infrastructure, then they tell the poor people, well, just give up your sex, give up your family, give up your, what's Black Lives Matter say? Their main mission is making black men transgender, so they never it's so obvious, it's so admitted, it's confirmed, it's not debated, that the corporate evil eugenics mad scientists have cloaked themselves in not just women, but their skin is a black woman, like the Harvard head. We must reject it all, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to break. Jay Dyer's coming up. Please keep us on air and get great products you need at InfoWarsStore.com. The free shipping will end Monday morning. It'll be gone. Double Patriot points. Our great new next level foundational energy that supercharges your cells. Winter sun, everybody needs. The number one cause of viral replication is lack of vitamin D3. We've got the best right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Turbo Force, discounted. All the products selling out, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Jay Dyer takes over in hour number four.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.